Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a difference in our communities. The Voice on the King generally airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m., but today we interrupt our regular programming to pay homage to one of the most soulful sisters in the music business for decades. This special episode honors the legacy of a beautiful woman we tragically lost. I've invited a good friend of the King family back to The Voice to share exciting news about his newest stage play set to premiere in the great city of Stonecrest, a tribute to the incredible Angie Stone. So without further ado, introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Lucky Johnson holding it down in a super duper major way right here on 105 The King.
Yes, holding it down in a major way like you always do. What brought you back to The Voice on The King today?
Well, first of all, you know I had to come and holler at you, Tamika. Always a pleasure coming and say hello and speak to the people. Just get them excited about the stage play this Saturday at the New Black Wall Street at Stonecrest.
Welcome back, Lucky. Let's dive right in. Tell us about your new stage play, The Neighborhood, which I understand is set to premiere at the New Black Wall Street Market located at 8109 Mall Parkway by Stonecrest Mall. And in my opinion, that's the perfect location because the indoor setup truly looks like a neighborhood of black excellence. Tell us about the actors and actresses featured and what the play is all about.
Yes, absolutely. So the name of the play is The Neighborhood. The story behind it is basically what's happening in the neighborhood with the over abusive and excessive cops, the Jehovah's Witness trying to convert you and get you to buy the tower of paper, the Muslims trying to get you to convert to Islam, the local drug dealer who just don't know that it's time to stop selling drugs, still trying to sell drugs. So it's a comedy, and it's, like you said, it's set at Wall Street, and it's going to be awesome.
This stage play is going to be so good. I just know it. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from you. You've been putting on stage plays for over 15 years and have even starred in a few yourself, including this one. You're in this play too, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely. I play several characters. I'm going to play Paw. I'm going to play a Mexican. I'm going to play Michael Jackson and a pimp.
Oh, my. Listen, I know y'all riding down the road right now laughing at what he's saying, because I know I'm laughing right here. Lord have mercy. Your first cousin's with the talented Tyler Perry, so I know it runs in your DNA.
Absolutely. You know, once we come out there with them star characters, the crowd goes crazy.
And for those listening who want to support you and attend the stage play today, how can they get connected with you and follow the journey of The Neighborhood? Because I don't know about our listeners, but I'm already anticipating the Neighborhood television series that I know you will air on the Lucky Johnson Network, right? Talk to him, Lucky.
Absolutely. I'm about to alter the name because my good friend Cedric the Entertainer, he has The Neighborhood show on CBS, I believe it is, so I'm going to have to slightly change minds to probably The Hood instead of The Neighborhood, right? And yes, definitely going to go on Lucky Johnson Network. So please, 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 y'all go to luckyjohnsonnetwork.com. Subscribe. It's only $4.99. Y'all got $5 a month. You know what I'm saying? Y'all buying that on foolishness every day.
Right.
And subscribe to the channel so y'all can get some of these premium shows we have coming out. Better Off Alone, Queen's Call Game, Partners of Crime movie, the Angie Stone documentary going to be on there, of course. The what else we got? A bunch of things.
I got to pause you right here, Brother Lucky. Listen, I know we got the Angie Stone documentary coming out. I just had to go ahead and put it out there to the people. Listen, I know that once my makeup and everything is done, I can look like a teenage version of Angie Stone or like in her 20s or something like that. So I think I just need to come to a few of your acting classes, I understand, and then I could probably get in the documentary, right? I think that should be my breakout film.
Absolutely. You'd have to be in the movie because the documentary is already shot and her sitcom, Forever Friends, is already shot. We shot it. Yeah, we don't play. We shot it.
Yeah, y'all ain't playing no games.
Yes, ma'am. Forever Friends is done. Now, I unfortunately have to put a tragic ending on her movie from her untimely demise, you know?
So, what made you decide to open up the stage play to the public and, you know, decide to do something as grand as giving all of the proceeds and whatever has already been paid for the play to the family?
So, Angie is our pioneer in the industry in so many different ways. She's our jewel of the Nile, if you will. So, throughout her career, unfortunately, she's been, at some point, misused sometimes with the music industry, who will slave you to debt and pay you pennies on a dollar for your hard work, your writing, your catalog, your masters, and you don't own it. So in her latter years, we spoke often, almost every other day, about how I was explaining to how important it was for her to own her material, her IPs, her music, so she can make the majority of the money. They pay you so little on the music, man. It's really unfortunate. So I just wanted to let her know how important it was that she owned the IP, participated in generational wealth for her son, her daughter, and her two grandkids, so that way she don't get misused again. Right. You know? And she's so sweet and has such a kind heart. Mm. They just misuse her in a lot of ways. A lot of people, actually. I just wanted to be the one to change that paradigm, really, before she died. But I wish she would still been alive, because I wanted to show her that, one, I'm a man of my word, my integrity, and who I am as a human being. I wanted to stay true to that. So even in death, I'm going to do the same thing, you know?
Right. And I know her family, if they're not already, is going to be very grateful for all that you're doing for her when she was here and now that she's gone. And I can see it too through what you're putting out and sharing with us, and also with the Neighborhood Play. I'm excited about the play. I'm excited about being able to see some of her life's work through your work, and I know that the people will be so grateful as well.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you for saying that. I'm going to really do her good, and I'm going to make her proud. Y'all come out, have a good time. Go to eventbrite.com, get your tickets. The event is now free. All the proceeds that we made on the ticket sales before the untimely death of my good friend Angie Stone, we're going to send all the proceeds to her family.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lucky Johnson, for joining us here on The King for another episode of The Voice. And we love having you as a part of The King family and sharing all of your amazing entertainment news with our listeners. You're going to come back and share some more in the future, right?
Yes, absolutely. At the time you have me, I will be here with bells on.
And listen, a free stage play in the honor of Angie Stone? Y'all better get up and get out of the house today and head down to the new Black Wall Street Market at 8109 Mall Parkway in Stonecrest, Georgia. The doors open at 3 p.m., so you should be hearing this right now. And the Neighborhood stage play begins at 4 p.m. Following this episode is a special music tribute to Angie Stone, and you can catch the full show tonight from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Club 105 The King, hosted by comedian Big Mama Fee, and of course, DJ Just Nice, your beauty entertainer Tamika Nicole. So stay tuned. A big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on The King. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com, and don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. And just to get more information about the stage play, also log on to 105theking.com under the events page, and you will find the Neighborhood stage play event details. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5
FM.
AM 1010 The King.